everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, once again, we're on our fun facts unit, and yesterday we were talking all about animals, some very special animals. We talked about which is the fastest, and we found out that it is what, Laura?
The falcon.
The falcon, the peregrine falcon.
Yeah, I've always thought it was the cheetah.
I thought it was the cheetah too, but I actually learned something new.
Wow.
We also talked about some very cold temperatures, and we learned that minus 273 degrees Celsius is the lowest possible temperature on our planet Earth. Today, once again, we will stay within the realm of nature, and we're going to be talking about some animals with some very powerful senses, specifically the bear.
Oh, I love bears.
You love teddy bears.
Yeah, teddy bears, not real
bears. What about bears out in nature? Not so much. Well, they're really majestic, cool creatures too, and we're going to learn some things that will make them seem even more impressive. Well, why don't we go ahead and read through our article first, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Fun facts.
1. Bears have one very powerful sense, but which is it? A. Smell. B. Sight. C. Sound. You have a nose for animal trivia if you picked A. Then again, your nose is still nothing compared to a bear's. Their noses are 7 times more sensitive than a bloodhound's, let alone a human's. Bears can sniff a river to find fish, or even detect a bleeding animal from dozens of kilometers away. This powerful ability makes it important for campers not to leave out any yummy snacks for bears to come and find. 2. Several animals can live longer than humans. Which animal can live the longest? A. A bowhead whale. B. A koi fish. C. A jellyfish. Swimming must be the secret to a long life, because all three of these choices live in the sea. However, it is a type of jellyfish, known as the immortal jellyfish, which outlasts the rest. While koi and bowhead can live up to 200 years, we aren't really sure how long the immortal jellyfish can live. It can become a mature adult, then go back to its immature stage and repeat the process again and again. This curious animal may have found the fountain of youth.
All right, today's first fun facts question is, bears have one very powerful sense, but which is it? Your senses refer to the things that we can do with our bodies to sense or to figure out what is all around us. Of course, there's sight, there's hearing, there's smell, there's touch, and all those things that we can do to actually make our way through the world.
Okay, sense 是什么呢？在本课当中哦，有这个感官的意思，像是你可以看到的、听到啦这些，或是嗅觉啦。所以呢，今天我们要问的是呢，这个熊 bears 他们有一个非常非常厉害的这个感官。那你们要猜一下，他们这个最厉害、最 powerful 的这个 sense 到底是哪一个呢？不过这里呢，我先来停一下哦，先来讲一下 sense 这个字要怎么用呢？像是我们常常会提到就是狗的话呢，我们就会提想到它嗅觉不是很强吗？ So dogs have a great sense of...
They have a great sense of smell. They can smell things many, many kilometers away. They also have very good hearing.
In fact, they sure do.
In fact, dogs can hear notes that we actually can't hear.
Mm.
That's why they have those things called a dog whistle.
Well, also cats, I guess.
Cats, too.
Yeah,
cats have very good hearing.
Sensitive.
Cats had excellent eyesight because they can see in the dark.
Okay, I also like to use this word sense sometimes to mean a personal quality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, if I say somebody who has a great sense of adventure, that just means he likes adventure very much.
Or sense of humor.
Right, okay, 幽默感我们常常也会用到 sense 这个字就是 a great sense of humor. Or great sense of responsibility, 就是责任感啦 Are you...A person who has a great sense of responsibility, Joe?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Let's go ahead and say that I do have a great sense of responsibility today.
Okay, but actually, there's something that I'm not great at. I have no sense of direction.
Sense of direction, that's a tough one. That just means if you have a good sense of direction, you always know which way is north, which way is south, which way is east, which way is west. That's a really tough thing to have.
Okay, 所以像我是路痴啦，我就可以说 I have no sense of direction. 我这个完全方向感是不 OK 了。Okay, back to the bears with a powerful sense. So what are the choices?
Well, let's go through options A, B, and C, which say smell, sight, or sound.
Oh,
of course, smell just refers to...Well, using your nose to smell things around you, and sight, of course, looking with your eyes, sound, hearing with your ears. So, think of a bear. Imagine a bear. Which part of them would you think would be the strongest?
Right. 所以大家可以想一想，熊到底是嗅觉 A 比较厉害呢，还是 B 视力 sight 比较厉害，还是 C sound 听觉比较厉害？ Well, they have to find honey, like Winnie the Pooh.So, I would say smell.
Okay, Laura's going with A, smell.
Right, what about you?
Maybe I'll go with C, sound. Maybe they got good hearing. Maybe they can...
I'm just judging from the cartoons.
Maybe they can hear the bees far away and they know, okay, honey is over there. I'm going to go over there. I'm going that way. Well, let's find out what the right answer is. And it says, you have a nose for animal trivia if you pick... A.
Whoa, all right. I got it. Laura got it right. I have a nose for animal trivia.
Laura has watched enough Winnie the Pooh cartoons to figure this out. And it says, you have a nose for animal trivia. We often use this phrase, have a nose for something.
Right.
To mean that you have a special ability or a special talent to do something or to detect something.
Right, that's right.
For example, like you might say, oh, he has a nose for the truth. It just means he can tell when people are lying or when they're actually telling the truth. And to have a nose for something is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I think I've bought too much. I spent over 5,000 NT today.
Really? I got all of this for less than 3,000 NT.
How did you do that?
I have a nose for a bargain.
What's wrong with your nose?
If you have a nose for something, you have a special ability to find something.
I get it. To have a nose for something means...擅长于感知或发现某事物。
That's right. I have a nose for finding good deals and knowing when there is a sale on.
I wonder what I have a nose for.
By the look of things, you have a nose for finding the most expensive clothes stores in Taiwan.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to have a nose for something.Let's continue on with today's article, and it says, then again, your nose is still nothing compared to a bear's. Nothing compared to just means something you have is not very good compared to something that somebody else
has. Because we're talking about bears, they have this powerful sense. So, of course, we're just human beings.
Okay. Our noses aren't so good compared to a bear's and their super noses. Well, let's find out just how super they are.It says their noses are 7 times more sensitive than a bloodhound's, let alone a human's.
Right.
Well, a bloodhound is a special type of dog that is trained for hunting. And the reason why they're very good at it is because they have a very sensitive nose. Sensitive here just means, well, it can actually take in a lot. It can detect things that normal people or other animals would not be able to smell. So if you're sensitive to something, it just means you can detect something in particular very, very easily.
OK, 所以当然咯，如果我们跟这个熊比起来的话，我们真的是逊毙啦。为什么呢？其实他们的嗅觉有多强呢？我们通常会想到狗狗的嗅觉不是很厉害吗？所以呢，这时候我们就来做个比喻啊。其实呢，他们跟 bloodhound 就是猎犬的嗅觉比起来，竟然这个熊还是猎犬的嗅觉的七倍的 sensitive。sensitive 是什么？就是敏锐这样子的意思啦。然后后面他竟然还提到就是 let alone a humans， 哇，听起来好像我们蛮惨。 let alone 是什么呢？就是更不用说啦，更不用提什么呢，跟这个人类比较啦。 OK， 就是可能是100倍的灵敏度吧。 OK， 当然是没有说出来，可是就是用来强调说其实呢这个熊的嗅觉是非常厉害哦。
Now, bears can sniff a river to find a fish.
Okay.
Fish being one of their favorite foods. They love salmon, for example. Or they can even detect a bleeding animal from dozens of kilometers away. Sniff is a word we use to describe what they do when they are smelling something. They might go, like that. That's the sound of sniffing. They're trying to smell something, trying to find their next meal. And they can do this.At a river. They go to the river, sniff the water, and they can figure out, oh, there's some fish down there. I can throw my paw into the water and bring up a fish. They can also detect bleeding animals from dozens of kilometers away. Detect means to find,
right?
Or to see or to perceive something.
Yes.
They can detect it from dozens of kilometers away. And bleeding, as in bleeding animals, bleeding just means, well, there's blood coming out of the animal. It's injured, it's hurt.And the bear can smell or sense that from a long way away.
难怪这个熊非常会在这个河里面抓鱼，因为他们的嗅觉很厉害。他在这个河边当中就可以 sniff， 就是这样嗅出来、闻出来这个鱼到底在哪边哦。甚至他还多厉害呢？如果有一个 bleeding animal， 就是流血的动物哦，从好几十这个公里这个在外的话呢，他还是可以怎么样 detect， 就是察觉。发觉他们到底在哪里哦？哇，听起来他们好像有顺风鼻耶，真的是太厉害了。
This powerful ability makes it important for campers not to leave out any yummy snacks for bears to come and find. So remember this for your next camping trip.
No gummy bears.
No gummy bears, no snacks, and no honey, or a big real life version of Winnie the Pooh might get a little bit too close for comfort.All right, let's move on to question two, which says, several animals can live longer than humans. Which animal can live the longest? Let's have a look at options A, B, and C. A says a bowhead whale. B is a koi fish. You may have seen those swimming around in ponds, say at like our temples or maybe like hotels or resorts.
Right.
They're multicolored, really beautiful fish. And C is a jellyfish. I don't like those things. They're kind of weird looking. Almost look like a mushroom floating around in the water.
And you don't want to touch them.
Yeah, and they sting.
They, right.
they can actually hurt you quite a lot. So A, B, C, which one will you guys choose that can live longer than humans? Let's go ahead and find out what the right answer is. It says swimming must be the secret to a long life because all three of these choices live in the sea. All right, so they all live in the sea. They're all water creatures. We often say that the secret to something just means, well, what you have to do in order to do something. Okay, well, let's get to the answer now. It says, however, it is a type of jellyfish known as the immortal jellyfish.
The one you hate the most.
which outlasts the rest.This animal is called the immortal jellyfish. If something is immortal, it actually means that it lives forever.
Wow.
It will never actually die. This jellyfish, I'm sure it doesn't live forever, but it does outlast the rest. To outlast, it just means to last or to be in existence for longer than the other ones.
Sure. Okay, 所以刚刚呢，其实我们第二题是问到说最长寿的动物你们猜是哪一个？而且这三个刚好都是在海洋里面的动物哦。那答案呢，竟然就是 jellyfish, 也就是水母。Okay, 那这个 据说最长寿的水母，它的名字听起来也是非常长寿，就是 immortal jellyfish。immortal 呢，就是指不死的或是长生的这样子意思哦。哇，那所以它非常的就是适合它的名字，就是因为它真的非常的长寿。但是其实它也不可能永远不会死啦，它只是怎么样 outlast the rest。是跟其他的这个生物，或者是可能今天的选项两个比起来，更加的什么寿啊、命比较长，就是比较长寿这样的意思。Outlast 就是这样子的意思啦。
While koi and bowhead can live up to 200 years, we aren't really sure how long the immortal jellyfish can live. So it must live for a very long time,
right?
And probably over 200 years. So that is a very long time. The longest living humans, I think.Have lived to around 120, I think, is somewhere around the record. So these jellyfish last a lot longer than that.
Okay, 所以我们刚刚有提到其他选项，还有这个 bowhead whale 就是公头鲸，还有呢这个 koi fish 就是其实是锦鲤这样的意思哦。可是呢，这两个动物也很长寿哦，它们哦据说呢可以活到这个到200岁耶。但是我们就觉得说这个 jellyfish, immortal jellyfish 可能比它们还长很多，好厉害哦。Okay, so next we read, it can become a mature adult, then go back to its immature stage and repeat the process again and again.
That's right, it can become an adult, like a grown-up, like we would become a fully grown person, and then it can go back to its immature stage, or in other words...It can go back to being a kid again, which is something that I wish I could do sometimes.
Right.
I am not
I want to be a jellyfish now.
I don't want to be a jellyfish, but I want to be a kid again. That would be a big sacrifice to be a jellyfish.
Okay.
But they can do this again and again and again. So that's how they last or live a very long time. This curious animal may have found the fountain of youth. The fountain of youth is something that we see in myth and legend. It's a place where, you know, water comes out of the ground, and if you drink the water, then supposedly you will live forever, or you will never grow old.
Right, okay. 所以呢，原来这个可爱的长生不老的这个水母，它竟然会怎么样返老还童哦。所以呢，看起来这个非常的令人家好奇的动物呢，它终于找到怎么样？哦，就是可能是我们一直都想要在追寻的 Fountain of Youth。这就像就老师有提到呢，其实在很多的传说当中有这个 Fountain of Youth， 就是女生都想找到这长生不老泉或是青春泉这样子的意思啦。Okay, I guess that's all the time we have for today's article. Let's now move on to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question, Laura, is what super sense would you like to have?
I want to have the super sense of sight to see many, many things from far away.
I think that's a good idea because
it's really cool.
You would never miss out on anything. And if somebody said,
danger.
Oh, can you see that over there? You wouldn't have to say, well, no, I can't see it there.
Right.
I think sight is very, very important.
Maybe I don't have to travel around the world. I could just see.
You could just see. Like, you don't need to go to Rome to see the Colosseum or Egypt to see the pyramids. You could be standing in Taipei and just have a look and there it is right there.
Yeah, what about you, Joe?
I've seen it.Well, sight is a good one. I would pick maybe hearing.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Because, well, sometimes there's, you know, concerts that I want to go to, but they're on the other side of the world or someplace that I can't go to. Or if they're really expensive,
right.
I could just go hang out in the neighborhood and just listen to it.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't have to buy tickets.
But actually, I wouldn't want to hear people whispering or gossiping.
That's a good point.
Okay.
You would always hear what everybody is saying.
I don't want that.
You'd be sitting on the bus and you'd hear everyone's conversation. You'd know everybody's,
talking behind my back, but loud.
You'd know everybody's dirty little secrets. So that could be useful too.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it'd be useful to have a lot of different super senses.
Mm.
You guys can go ahead and discuss this amongst yourselves as well. What super sense would you like to have?Well, that's all the time we have today for English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Fun facts.
1. Bears have one very powerful sense, but which is it? A. Smell. B. sight. C, sound. You have a nose for animal trivia if you picked A. Then again, your nose is still nothing compared to a bear's. Their noses are 7 times more sensitive than a bloodhound's, let alone a human's. Bears can sniff a river to find fish, or even detect a bleeding animal from dozens of kilometers away. This powerful ability makes it important for campers not to leave out any yummy snacks for bears to come and find. 2. Several animals can live longer than humans. Which animal can live the longest? A. A bowhead whale. B. A koi fish. C. A jellyfish. Swimming must be the secret to a long life, because all three of these choices live in the sea. However, it is a type of jellyfish, known as the immortal jellyfish, which outlasts the rest. While koi and bowhead can live up to 200 years, we aren't really sure how long the immortal jellyfish can live. It can become a mature adult, then go back to its immature stage and repeat the process again and again. This curious animal may have found the fountain of youth.
Vocabulary review.
Let alone. The baby can't even walk, let alone run. Detect. Army dogs are trained to detect bombs with their noses. Bleeding. Jody grabbed a tissue because her nose was bleeding. Stage. Teenagers are at a stage in life when they learn to become more responsible. Fountain. People like to sit by the fountain and enjoy the cool air around it.